Luca Magnotta, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Luca Rocca Magnotta, born Eric Clinton Kirk Newman, July 24, 1982, is a Canadian gay pornographic actor accused of murdering and dismembering Lin Jun, a 33-year-old Chinese international student, then mailing his severed limbs to the offices of Canadian political parties. After a video allegedly depicting the murderer was posted online, Magnotta fled the country, becoming the subject of an Interpol red notice and prompting an international manhunt. He was apprehended on June 4th in an internet cafe in Berlin while reading news stories about himself. He was previously sought by animal rights groups for allegedly posting videos of himself torturing kittens. Section 1. History. Magnotta, then named Eric Clinton Newman, was born in Scarborough, Ontario. He was raised in Lindsay, Ontario by his grandparents and attended I.E. Weldon Secondary School. He changed his name to Luca Rocco Magnotta on August 12, 2006. In 2003, Magnotta began to appear in gay pornographic videos, occasionally working as a stripper and male escort. He identified himself at different times as being bisexual or as a heterosexual who was strictly, quote, gay for pay, end quote, with his only confirmed romantic relationships being with women. Despite being described by both himself and by the media as a gay porn star, his career in porn appears to have been relatively brief. He also appears to have embellished his porn credentials by claiming credit for numerous other videos in which he was not featured. He also appeared as a pinup model in a 2005 issue of Toronto's Fab magazine, using the pseudonym Jimmy. In 2007, he was an unsuccessful competitor in OutTV's reality series Cover Guy. While he made only a single appearance on the show and was not selected by judges to continue in the competition, in his own later writings, he often claimed to have been a finalist who left the show due to disagreements with the producers. In 2005, Magnotta was convicted on 3 counts of fraud against Sears Canada, The Brick, and 2001 Audio Video after impersonating a woman to purchase $16,900 of goods on a stolen credit card and received a 9-month conditional sentence with 12 months of probation. In 2007, Magnotta declared bankruptcy, which was fully discharged in December 2007. A few news stories emerged in 2007, claiming that he was in a relationship with Carla Homolka, a high-profile Canadian murderer, although Magnotta denied in an interview with the Toronto Sun that he had ever even met her. During the murder investigation, Montreal police initially announced that the pair had dated, but subsequently retracted the statement and acknowledged that they had no new evidence to corroborate the claim. Toronto Sun reporter Jill Warmington, who interviewed Magnotta about the Homolka rumors in 2007, described him as, quote, creepy in more of a seedy side of life way, end quote, and an unidentified family member stated, quote, he hurt us when he was younger and we haven't been in contact with him in a while, end quote. Magnotta, or as someone connected to him, appears to maintain an extensive network of profiles in various internet social media and discussion forums, which were used over a period of several years to plant false or unverified news stories depicting him as a celebrity with a large and loyal fan following. These accounts have been credited by the National Post as possible sources of the Homolka claims, as well as false claims that Magnotta spent some time living in Los Angeles as a roommate of Timothy Bowen, an adult film actor who himself convicted of murder in 2009. In numerous other, quote, celebrity gossip, end quote, items and opinion pieces on political and social topics. By March 2012, more than 2 months before Lynn's murder, these online personas were already associating Magnotta's name with necrophilia and serial killing. Magnotta has also been alleged to have potential links to white supremacy groups. Two users on Stormfront who posted in a similar writing style purportedly expressed Magnotta's views against the Chinese and Jewish people, as well as rants about the, quote, slander, end quote, and, quote, bullying, end quote, he faced from animal rights activists. In the past, Magnotta has responded to criticisms of him on his personal website, saying that, quote, many hoax websites are created using my image and name, posing as me to seem more believable in respect to the type of audience these websites have, end quote. An unidentified family member told the Toronto Sun that Magnotta had a personal history of making up rumors and stories about himself for attention. Quote, he will create conflict, then he will take himself out, and he will deny that the content of the story, which he in fact started, end quote. According to the police, Magnotta set up at least 70 Facebook pages under different names, and they can be used as evidence against him in court. A Facebook page titled, quote, Find Serial Killer Luca Magnotta, end quote, was created on May 24th, presumably by Magnotta himself. Police are investigating three additional videos he may have filmed in Europe while on the run. Section 2. Murder of Lin Xun. Lin Xun, born 30 December 1978 in Wuhan, also known as Justin Lin, originally from Wuhan, was an international student and an undergraduate in engineering and computer science faculty at Concordia University. Lin had been studying in Montreal since July 2011. Lin moved into a Griffintown apartment with a roommate on May 1st. He was last seen on May 24th, 2012, and reported missing by a friend on May 29th. On May 25th, 2012, an 11-minute video, known as One Lunatic, One Ice Pick, was posted on Internet Gore website depicting a naked male tied to a bed frame being repeatedly stabbed with an ice pick and a kitchen knife, then dismembered, followed by acts of necrophilia. Canadian authorities were reportedly able to obtain a, quote, more extensive, end quote, version of the video and subsequently provided conflicting statements as to whether acts of cannibalism had been performed. During the video, the 1987 New Order song, True Faith, plays in the background. On May 26, an attorney living in the United States of Montana attempted to report the video and its content to the Toronto Police, his Sheriff's Department, and the FBI, but was initially dismissed by officials who said the video was, quote, almost certainly fake, that special effects were very good, end quote, and refused to allow a link to the video to be sent to them. Police later confirmed the video is authentic and, quote, have all the reasons to believe, end quote, that the victim, an Asian male, is the same one whose body parts were sent to them in Ottawa. On May 29th, a package containing a left foot was delivered to the national headquarters of the Conservative Party of Canada, which made headlines around the world. The package, which was opened by Jenny Byrne, a director of political operations for the party, was stained with blood and had a foul smell. At 9 p.m. on the same day, a package containing a left hand was discovered by the Ottawa Police in Canada Post Processing Facility, addressed to the Liberal Party, and a decomposing torso was found in a locked brown suitcase by janitor Mike Nadeau, left in a garbage pile in an alley behind an apartment building in the Snowden area of Montreal. After an 18-hour search of the scene, human parts, different papers identifying the suspect, as well as, quote, sharp and blunt objects, end quote, were found in the back alley. Footage from surveillance cameras inside the building show a suspect bringing numerous garbage bags outside, and the images match the suspect captured in the video at the post office in Côte des Neiges. At 11:33 p.m., police searched the apartment 208, which alleged suspect Luca Rocco Magnotta was renting. He moved in 4 months prior, and his rent was paid up to June 1st. Blood was found in different items, including the mattress in the refrigerator. The phrase, quote, if you don't like the reflection, don't look in the mirror, I don't care, end quote, was written in red ink on the inside of a closet. According to a neighbor, Derek McNamen, Magnotta brought home a mail, which was an, quote, unusual sight, end quote, then left the next morning wearing a red wig. On May 30th, 2012, it was confirmed that the body parts belonged to the same individual, later identified as Lin Xun. The suspect in the case was quickly identified as Magnotta, who had by then fled. A warrant was issued by the Service de Police de la Ville de Montreal, SPVM, for his arrest, later upgraded to a Canada-wide warrant by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP, launching a national manhunt. On May 31, 2012, Interpol issued a red notice for Magnotta at the request of Canadian authorities, and his name and photo were displayed prominently for several days at the top of the homepage for Interpol website. The red notice was requested that Magnotta be provisionally arrested pending extradition back to Canada by any Interpol member state. It was later confirmed that he left Canada on May 26 and went to Paris, France. From there, he later traveled by coach to Berlin, Germany, where he was arrested. A note was found with a package sent to the Conservative Party headquarters, stating that other body parts were sent by mail and that he would kill again. Notes were also included in the other three recovered packages, but police declined to reveal what the notes said, citing, quote, concerns about possible copycats, end quote, as the reason. On June 5, 2012, a package containing a right foot was delivered to St. George's School, and another package containing a right hand to Falls Creek Elementary School in Vancouver. It is not known why the two particular schools were targeted. On June 6, 2012, Montreal police took over the investigation after it was confirmed that both packages were sent from Montreal, and the right hand and the right foot were from the same body that were missing in the Montreal case. They will be transported to Montreal for DNA testing. On June 6th, it was revealed by the Montreal police that McNaughton had previously stayed in Vancouver for an unspecified period of time, and a condo was rented under one of his aliases. Section 3. Search and Arrest. A Canada-wide arrest warrant for McNaughton was issued, accusing him of the following crimes. First-degree murder, committing an indignity to a dead body, mailing, quote, obscene, indecent, immoral, or scurrilous, end quote, materials, and criminally harassing Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper and several unnamed members of Parliament. On May 31, 2012, Interpol issued a red notice for McNaughton at the request of the Canadian authorities, and for several days before and after his arrest, his name and photo were displayed prominently at the top page of the Interpol website. The red notice requested that McNaughton be provisionally arrested pending extradition back to Canada by any Interpol member state. It was later confirmed that he left Canada and went to Paris, France. He was seen boarding a bus destined for Berlin, Germany. McNaughton was apprehended by Berlin police at an internet cafe in the Neuquan district on June 4, 2012, while reading news stories about himself. He tried giving fake names before admitting who he was. His identity was confirmed through fingerprint evidence. McNaughton appeared in a Berlin court on June 5, 2012, and has not yet contested his extradition to Canada. McNaughton is said to be, quote, fearing for his safety, end quote, from other inmates due to his portrayal in the media. On June 4, 2012, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper was pleased that the suspect had been arrested and wanted to congratulate the police forces on their good work in apprehending the suspect. Interim Liberal Party member Bob Rae said that Canadians should mourn Lin Xun rather than, quote, in any way, shape, or form, end quote, celebrate the notoriety of Mr. McNaughton. Friends of Lin Xun expressed relief at the suspect's capture. Section 4. International Reaction. Reactions in China have been highly critical, with some believing the murder to be racially motivated. Some people there have questioned the public safety in Canada, as Lin Xun killing is the second high-profile murder of a Chinese student there in slightly over a year. Foreign Affairs Minister John Baird called Chinese Ambassador Zhang Junzhai to convey his deep condolences. On June 6, Lin Xun's family arrived at the Trudeau Airport in Montreal. His mother was barely able to walk and is only known to have said, quote, we come to take you home. On June 7, 2012, the mainland Chinese consulate in Montreal announced that the Chinese Students and Scholars Association of Concordia University is raising money to defray expenses incurred by Lin's family while in Canada. Section 5. Investigation Regarding Other Crimes. According to the Montreal Gazette, McNaughton is alleged to have been the person behind a series of videos of animal cruelty involving cats, which were posted to YouTube beginning in 2010, including one which showed a man deliberately suffocating kittens with a vacuum cleaner, and one which a man fed a live kitten to a python. After identifying McNaughton as the likely suspect, animal rights activists offered a $5,000 reward for, quote, bringing him to justice, end quote. Scotland Yard investigated claims that the python video had been shot while McNaughton was living in London in 2011, but denied that the incident had occurred within its jurisdiction, stating that the video had been, quote, posted from somewhere in North America, end quote. Police in Gatineau are investigating possible ties between McNaughton and the 2011 murder of Valerie LeBlanc in their city due to the, quote, district nature, end quote, of both crimes. On June 8th, Los Angeles police announced that they were in contact with Montreal police to determine if McNaughton was involved in the unsolved murder and decapitation of Hervey Medlin. LAPD later announced that they did not believe he was involved in the crime. The animal rights group Last Chance for Animals claimed responsibility for posting YouTube videos linking him to the unsolved, quote, Hollywood sign murder, end quote, in an attempt to lure McNaughton into contacting them. There are references available in written form of this article. Please be sure to verify information found on Wikipedia using references provided or cross-referencing the information yourself. This sound file and all the text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License, available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.